Right.
All right, there's big shoes to fill in terms of vocal quality for the two of us. Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com. Hello.
Hello, good morning on a beautiful Brisbane day. How are you?
It is gorgeous. We're going to get to the Commonwealth Games soon because you've had a bit of a look ahead and you can get us pumped and give us a sense of what we can expect because that's just days away. But we'll start, as always, with rugby league. And I don't know what's happened to Melbourne. The wheels have fallen off. I've got to stop just automatically tipping them because they dudded me again last night.
Absolutely. Fourth straight loss. Unheard of, I guess, for Melbourne, going down 24-12 to Souths. And Souths actually had an incredible game there. Latrell Mitchell was on fire with an amazing kick that nearly led to one of the tries of the season, if not one of the tries of recent memory. But unfortunately, it didn't come off. But Alex Johnson was on the end of that one. He nearly got that try. If you get to see the highlight, it's just incredible to see the talent of those two combined. Alex Johnson's on 21 tries for 2022. He's got 13 tries in his last six games. And he's on just a little stat for top try scorers. He's currently the top still playing player in the NRL. 157 tries off 183 games. And he's only a few off the cracking the all-time top 10 with Hasan Al-Masri, Matt Singh and Andrew Ettinghausen as well in that list. So he's going so well there.
So South 24, Melbourne 12, Canberra 26, Warriors 14, Penrith 20, Cronulla 10. Anything else we need to know as we hold up a conversation about sport at a barbecue today from those results yesterday?
No, I think Canberra are probably pushing their way into the top eight. Cronulla did well to lead at halftime, but Penrith just stormed away and they're showing why they're the leaders of the comp and hard to beat.
Canterbury, Gold Coast today, and North Queensland, West Tigers.
That's right.
Who's going to win?
I think Gold Coast are probably a chance to win that one. Jaden Campbell comes back for the Titans. Yeah, I think that's a big chance there for the Titans. I mean, it's a really bottom-of-the-table clash, but it's a good one for the Titans to sort of show that they've still got something in it for the season. While the Cowboys are welcoming back all the Queensland Origin players up in North Queensland at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. So I think that'll be a pretty tough one for the West Tigers to try to beat North Queensland. So I'll have to tip the Cowboys for that.
All right, well, I've got the Bulldogs and the Cowboys. I guess I might end up with 5 out of 8 for this round. Okay, in the AFL, a win for Brisbane last night at the Gabba.
Absolutely. 17-point triumph over Gold Coast Q Clash 23. It's their eighth straight Q Clash win. They were on fire last night. However, the Suns, you know, they've had a really good year this year as well. They led at the end of the second and third quarters, but the Lions were just too good in the end. It was the fourth quarter that really they came home. In the end, Charlie Cameron and Joe Danaher got 3 goals, 2 for McCarthy and Matheson. And they're now into that top four. So I think they're equal second with Melbourne. And Melbourne's got a tough game coming up versus Frio on Friday. So the Lions are pushing ahead and playing really well. And the credit to the Suns as well. Tuke Miller took out the Marcus Ashcroft best on field last night as well. So the Suns are going well and they're pushing possibly into the top eight as well. They've got a game next week at home versus West Coast, where they're closing in on 20,000 members as well, which is a huge effort for Gold Coast and the Gold Coast sports community.
Any other standout performances from round 19 of the AFL so far?
Well, I think Western Bulldogs getting up over Melbourne, 110-100 there, and that's helped Brisbane basically jump into third spot there, just on level with Melbourne. But really, Hawthorn defeated North. Sydney were over Adelaide and Geelong just got home over Port. Quite a tight round of games there as well, with a couple to come today, Carlton versus GWS, Collingwood versus Essendon and West Coast versus St Kilda.
In football, in Perth, what happened with the Manchester United-Aston Villa match?
Finished 2-2 over there in a wet Perth at Optus Stadium. Quite a good game. Good pre-season hit out for those teams and great for Aussie sports and football fans to see two Premier League clubs in Australia.
Yeah, it's been an exciting time for footy fans here and I wonder how many have travelled around and seen a few of the games. In cricket, things wrap up tomorrow night in Northern Ireland, this tri-series between Ireland, Pakistan and Australian women.
That's right. It's been a bit wet over there and unfortunately Australia's played all of its games and if you can believe this, they've won 2 and 2 have been abandoned due to rain. Mm. The game last night, they were going so well. Jess Johannesson got 4 for 17. They got Pakistan 8 for 94 and then they went into bat, none for 28. So they were cruising along after 4.2 overs. They needed four more balls to actually get a result, and Australia would have then won that game, basically. But it went down to being abandoned because of the rain, and the outcome's decided by Sunday night's game between Ireland and Pakistan. And Pakistan actually has a chance to win that if their rate there is quite good. So, unfortunately for Australia, two games there as a result of the weather, unable to get a result. But they're looking incredibly strong going into the Com Games.
Right. So then they head over the Irish Sea to Birmingham. So this brings us to the Commonwealth Games, and you've had a bit of a dig through the program. You're going to tell us what to look out for, yeah. Why to get excited. When does it all start? What morning?
So 4:45 is the opening ceremony on Friday morning, the 29th of July, this Friday coming up. It goes for 11 days all up. There's some incredible Queensland athletes to get behind. I'll get to that in a second. But the major one to look out for is Australia needs to get 66 gold medals at Birmingham 22 to become the first Commonwealth nation to reach 1,000 all-time Commonwealth Games gold medals. So that's a number to look out for, 66. We're going to be facing arch rivals England in the women's cricket, netball. We go head-to-head with New Zealand. There's lawn bowls, squash, rugby sevens. I think this is a really interesting one too, and great to see for inclusion. For the first time ever in Commonwealth Games history, the organisers have integrated able-bodied and para sports scheduled alongside each other. So that's an incredibly good thing to see, I think, for sport and for inclusion.
Well, for so long it's been said we can't do that because the events are too big, that we need to share the athlete villages has to be used for one event and then the next. So this will be a very interesting trial, and I'm sure the Brisbane Olympics committee will be watching to see how successful this is.
Absolutely. I think sports fans want to see this as well. We've been thrilled by the ability of these athletes in the last couple of years as well, and finally having a spotlight on them, I think, is a fantastic thing for fans out there. It's not just these athletes, but and there's four new sports mm-hmm. as well that are going to debut: women's T20 cricket, the 3x3 basketball, the para basketball, and the para table tennis as well. So that's looking fantastic to see those ones. And my last little part of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games there, get behind some of these Queensland athletes. 72-year-old Queensland grandfather Peter Doherty is the director for Helen Boardman in the B2-B3 mixed pairs lawn bowls. That's one there to look out for. In the table tennis, Min Ji is Australia's number one ranked women's table tennis player. She came here on a working holiday visa and fell out of love with table tennis, but then went to a Brisbane club, got back into it, and here she is at Commonwealth Games, which is incredible. And then in the power lifting, Harney Watson, a superpower here, following the footsteps of her bodybuilding father, and she's in the power lifting. So get behind these Queenslanders. There's some great stories out there and some famous ones there as well, but shining a light on some of the ones that we might not know that much about as well.
Yeah, good stuff. I was just about to say, not a mention of the swimming at all, which of course is going to be, usually is one of our big ticket items, but you've given us plenty of other reasons to get excited. And of course, we'll get into the swimming. And what I'm interested in is seeing what Gold Coast representation there is in the opening ceremony, because of course, the closing ceremony on the Gold Coast had the handover to Birmingham. So there's got to be something there from the Gold Coast, some tipping of the hat to the 2018 games, I would think. You'd have to expect.
Maybe a stuffed version of Borobie or something
Borobie,
like that.
Borobie might be there,
Borobie, yes.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, Blair. We'll chat to you again next weekend on 4BC Weekends.
Take care.
Bye. Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com is a fan engagement specialist. 19 past 11, let's check the roads with Olympia. The Bee Gees. Spicks and Specks on 4BC, 25 past 11. I told you a bit earlier about the blue Suzuki that had been stolen from a woman in Alderley this morning while she was buying a coffee.